from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. While much of the state is worried about flu season, whooping cough rates are rising again. Last week, state health officials confirmed the first death in 3 years, an infant in Riverside. Whooping cough is cyclical in nature and tends to peak every 3 to 5 years. But as the California Report's health reporter April Demboski explains, doctors think the latest vaccine may be a contributing factor in the current outbreak.
Many of the school-age kids who were vaccinated during the 2010 outbreak got sick in 2013. Marin County pediatrician Michael Witte says these kids are the first generation to receive a full course of a new vaccine.
The efficacy of it is really good. In other words, it works. It's just that it wanes, and it wanes more quickly.
The new vaccine was introduced in the early 1990s. It has fewer side effects than the earlier vaccine. But doctors are now discovering that the immunity starts to wear off after 3 years. Current medical recommendations are to give boosters at kindergarten, then middle school, a span of up to 8 years.
This phenomenon of waning immunity is really just coming to the surface.
Dr. James Watt is the state's chief of communicable disease control. He says public health officials are reviewing the schedule for when booster shots are needed.
Folks at the national level are looking at information about the effectiveness of giving additional doses, whether there are any issues with local reactions.
There is no timeline for when or if recommendations might be updated. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
San Bernardino County Roman Catholics learned Sunday at Mass that two child abuse lawsuits brought against a local priest have been settled for $3.8 million. That and the priest, Alex Castillo, has been defrocked. Parishioners in the churches where he served in Ontario and Rialto were read a letter from Bishop Gerald Barnes that said in part, quote, "The diocese acknowledges and deeply regrets the sinful and unlawful actions of Castillo, while noting it took immediate action to remove him from ministry and notify police as soon as the allegations were known." Tomorrow, San Diego elects a new mayor to replace Democrat Bob Filner, who resigned after a sexual harassment scandal last summer. Republicans are keen to retake the seat, but labor unions have spent heavily to avoid that. As Sandia Dirks reports from KPBS, a lot depends on whether Latino voters turn out at the polls.
I'm standing right outside an entrance to the Interstate 8 freeway. It's a freeway that bisects the city of San Diego, and it's also become something of a symbolic dividing line between red and blue and rich and poor.
South of 8 in, you know, and east of 5, you know, has been the kind of traditional, more working class, you know, more black and brown area of San Diego. And it's politically, you know, historically been underrepresented, right? You know, and what you're seeing is with the change in the population and the character of the city is really kind of south of 8 rising.
That is Jim Miller, an urban studies professor at San Diego City College. He says the divide between the two parts of San Diego mirrors the divide between the two city councilmen vying to take the reins, Republican Kevin Faulkner and Democrat David Alvarez. Miller, who is campaigning for Alvarez, says for too long, City Hall has been in the pocket of big business and developers. But that changed.
When you have Bob Filner elected, the city kind of pivots in a progressive direction, you know, and then Filner, through his horrible behavior, betrays that promise. And really what you have in this election is a chance to kind of redeem the neighborhood's agenda, the democratization of local politics.
But the city's moderate fiscal conservatives hope it is a chance to regain Republican control. Still, both sides have taken notes from Filner, notably the narrative that neighborhoods have been in the shadow of downtown development. Even Republican Kevin Faulkner, who has historically been friendly to business.
And neighborhood improvements throughout the entire city of San Diego. Thank you very much.
Faulkner is squinting into the sun outside his southeastern San Diego campaign office. The longtime city councilman says he will serve all of San Diego. He says his opponent won't because of the millions of dollars coming in from state and national labor unions to help get Alvarez elected. Faulkner says the unions are trying to buy the mayor's seat.
I think it's important that the next mayor's independent.
of City Hall unions, and I will be, particularly as the mayor's role as the chief negotiator for the City of San Diego when it comes to labor contracts. I'll be able to demonstrate that independence and make sure that we're standing up for our neighborhoods and making sure that we're standing up for taxpayers.
But freshman councilman David Alvarez says he is the outsider. Speaking on Martin Luther King Day to a group of African-American voters, Alvarez told the story of how he got involved in politics, cleaning up the air in the low-income, largely Latino neighborhood where he grew up.
And those who control this city are still fighting against us in that fight.
San Diego State University Chicano Studies professor Isidro Ortiz says that the growing Latino community in San Diego is rallying around the idea of one of their own ascending to the mayor's office.
It would be historical in the sense that you would have for the first time in California, in the Southern California region, a Latino serving as mayor of one of the original communities in California.
Ortiz says the electorate is changing, and he says there is a growing gap between liberal young Latinos and older conservative white voters. He calls it the brown-gray divide.
In San Diego, historically, who have been the voters? Basically the gray, right? And especially in these kinds of special elections where the turnout is low. And so the question then becomes, will the brown turn out?
That's ultimately the question this election hinges on. In polling, Alvarez has a clear advantage with young and Latino voters, but they are also those least likely to vote. What happens tomorrow will confirm whether Filner's election as the first Democratic mayor in a generation really marks a tipping point. For the California Report, I'm Sandhya Dirks.
We've been following mayoral politics and scandal in San Diego closely for the last year. Check out our coverage online at californiareport.org. And finally today, we can't help but note the California gold medal Jamie Anderson of South Lake Tahoe won Sunday. Her dad was reportedly too nervous to watch, although he was persuaded to open his eyes halfway through her winning performance. 23-year-old Jamie Anderson won in the new Olympic event of slopestyle snowboarding, an X Games event for years. How did she feel after her run? "It was frickin' mind-blowing," she said. "What a day." That's the California Report for Monday, February 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Discover nurturing pediatric care at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation. Expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.